98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Some sad news this morning for fans of Queer Eye. Netflix has announced that it is to come to an end.
I really did love it the first couple of seasons, but I kind of dropped off.
Yeah, when it initially came back.
Yeah.
So, it's run for 10 seasons. So
it's a long time.
That's a good going.
Remember your man who just made guacamole?
Yeah, that was in one of the first episodes, wasn't it? Yeah, so good.
I loved all the lads. Like, they're brilliant.
Yeah, they're so good. So they say 10 seasons, Fab Five, one last go round. The final season of Queer Eye is officially in production. Yeah, so it's going to finish up after the next one. So I'm sure that might be out later on this year or maybe early next.
Yeah, coming to an end.
Yeah.
I suppose they've done a lot of makeovers.
And I mean, look, they can see the numbers. Clearly not enough of us are watching it.
Yeah, and also the Fab Five have all become very famous themselves. Yeah. And are four now.
Yeah, I was going to say, are the original five still there? Yeah,
someone may have left.
I feel like the one with the long hair.
I love seeing the house makeovers they do as well.
You'd almost watch
a bit of a spin-off too of just the house.
Just the interiors.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't care about the people getting a makeover. I just want to see the houses.
Never mind your personal development.
Yeah, no, but I think they could definitely do that. I think it's Bobby who does all the interiors. But it is sad it's come to an end. It was absolutely brilliant when it was on. Another show that we absolutely love, The Traitors. Mm-hmm. It's coming back very soon.
Yes.
The Irish version, the celebrity version, and then the UK season 4?
Yeah, we have a lot of Traitors coming over the next few months.
Well, I have some interesting news for fans of The Traitors. Do you know the way the BBC do a classical musical festival? Have you ever heard of this?
Yes, like they did the dance. The one that stands out for me is the dance classics when Pete Tong and the orchestra. That is amazing.
So it's called BBC Proms, and they're doing a Traitors-themed BBC Proms. So it's one night only. Claudia Winkleman is going to reunite with the cast of The Traitors later on this month. So we're going to get to see Linda Rand, the opera singer, Mina Shannon, who was absolutely amazing.
This is so clever.
Mina's now a radio presenter in the UK, and Alexander Dragonetti, who is one of the nicest people ever.
And we know he can hold a note.
Oh, he really can, yeah.
So this is really good. So I wonder, they're going to involve, like, you know, the more musically talented members of the Traitors alumni. But will they do, you know, the way in the show they do those like amazing whispery covers of songs that we love?
Yes.
Is it going to be a bit of that, I wonder?
Yeah, surely they'd have to. They'd be like, do you want a piece of me? Well, Linda's an opera singer, so that makes sense. And we know Alexander can sing from the Doll Challenge in the most recent series. So this is a very special event. Two themed concerts at the Royal Albert Hall on the 26th of July. And they're going to have the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra there. Guest vocalist as well. So I'd imagine some whispery covers. So, you know, a bit of Olivia Rodrigo, Britney, and the original music from the series as well. And the Mocking, you know, what's the song they played for the round table?
From Katniss Everdeen, that movie? That one.
The Hunger Games.
Yes,
they play that before they go into the round table before they start banishing people.
Are you? That one.
I'd say they'll open the whole show with that.
I don't know the rest of it.
And then Claudia will burst out in a sparkling cloak.
I'd love to go to something in the Royal Albert Hall. It looks like such a gorgeous venue.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Lots of performances on the way, and I hope people finally get to see Linda perform.
Yeah.
Because we've heard she's an opera singer, but I haven't seen any clips of her singing.
No.
Great game plan going on that show. I'm an opera singer.
Great contestant.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, we're going to be chatting about cheese.
Yes, one of our favourite topics to discuss, always. Up first, though, chaos in Canada after a pickup truck packed with blueberries lost its load.
Oh, dear.
This happened in British Columbia the other day. The white Ford pickup truck. So it basically had stopped at a crossroads. And then when it took off again, you know, kind of it got a bit of speed, a load of crates fell off the back and freshly picked blueberries fell onto the road. Police were called out. They had to use shovels to push the sticky mess to one side.
Oh, no.
And I think it puts a whole new meaning to the phrase traffic jam. We are still looking for your bad jokes, by the way, to win tickets to Paddy Power. up next, you and me, both fans of cheese. Big fans of cheese.
Yeah, I love cheese. Can't live without it.
Like, what would be like one of your go-tos?
I could never go vegan, I don't think.
No, me either.
No. My go-to cheese, a smoked cheddar.
Yeah, what was that smoked one you had the other day for me? Was that a cheddar?
Smoked cheddar, yeah.
Yeah, it was delicious. Yeah. Well, one cheese in Spain has set a new record for being the most expensive in the world, right? It's a blue cheese.
Ooh,
No, I know. Yeah. It's not for you. I do. I'm partial
that much
to
money
a blue
on mold.
So it's a blue malty cheese named Cabrale, is how I think you might pronounce it. So it's aged in a cave for 10 months.
Me every winter in Ireland.
She ages in a cave. And recently, a big lump of it was sold at auction, right?
Yeah.
You might not believe it, but someone bought 5 pounds of the cheese for €36,000.
Ah, no.
Like, £5 is like, it's not that much, is it?
We'd get through that in a sitting.
We absolutely would. So it is officially now the world's most expensive cheese. So I hadn't heard of it until this morning, so I googled the description.
Yeah.
Cabrale cheese has a strong, pungent and sharp flavour.
Your fridge would be stanky.
Yeah. With notes of damp earth and
lovely
salt.
Well, it was in a cave.
For 10 months. They say it can also have a slightly sweet and spicy taste with a lingering finish.
Nice.
I don't think you want damp earth to linger. And the smell, the smell is described as intense and penetrating.
Wow.
With hints of mold.
It actually says.
Hints of mold.
Hints of mold. Brendan, would you try this?
Now, I saw photos of it. When I tell you it's a blue cheese, I mean, it's blue. It's not bits of blue. It's just blue.
Mm.
I'd try it.
Okay, maybe.
I'd have a little nibble.
Maybe you could do that for your next video.
Maybe I could. finally, this morning. Sorry, that was more of a racket than I expected. That's Oasis live in Cardiff the other day.
They sound great.
They sound great.
They're really giving it their all.
Yeah, they really are. Well, another day, another supermarket is doing something quite strange in an apparent celebration of Oasis reuniting.
Okay.
The band kick off their string of homecoming gigs at Manchester's Heaton Park tomorrow, so they're playing 5 nights over the next like week or so. Last week, we spoke about how the giant letters outside the local Aldi had been changed to spell Alde.
Alde.
Alde. A-L-D-E-H. Lidl are also flogging parkas and bucket hats.
Yeah, they're very good.
And now it is the turn of another supermarket. In celebration of Oasis reuniting, Asda has decided to sell...
What?
A 2 foot wide lasagna.
No, hang on.
Now,
what?
There is thought
this
behind this.
This is giving that rumour in lockdown. Do you remember there was some rumour, a voice note going around about a stadium and a giant garlic bread?
Yeah. Oh my God,
we'd obviously blocked
that.
It out. But why are they releasing such a big lasagna?
There is a little bit of sense behind this, right?
Yeah.
So the supermarket says that it's a nod to the Oasis song Dixie's Dinner, which mentions lasagna several times, right?
Oh.
You'll also get a portion of strawberries and cream included in the Asda's Dixie's Dinner deal.
Oh.
So the massive lasagna packed with a kilo of lasagna sheets. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You're getting more bang for your buck there than the expensive cheese.
Yeah.
Topped with 900 grams of mature cheddar and parmesan. But the madness doesn't stop there.
Right.
The top of the lasagna looks like Liam Gallagher.
That is
right?
Outrageous.
If you're not familiar with Dixie's Dinner, here are the opening lyrics, which I shall read to you now. What a life it would be if you could come to mine for tea.
Mm.
I'll pick you up at 3:30. Get them an Ivor Novello, lads. We'll have a lasagna. I'll treat you like a...
Yeah, what rhymes with lasagna? That's tough.
No, I'm yet to understand.
Yeah.
I'll treat you like a queen. I'll give you strawberries and cream.
Oh.
Then your friends will all go green. For my lasagna.
I see what they did there.
The
come find a word with lasagna so they just repeat a lasagna.
Anyway, that's the lasagna that looks like Liam Gallagher, and that is Brendan's bit.
98 FM. All day, big breakfast.
Lots of sequins.
And prizes.
At a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Well. Welcome and well, how are you? To Thursday's edition of Matchy Matchy. This is your favourite game after 8 every single morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. All you got to do is send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and then try and say the same 3 words as us, which is proving quite difficult to win yourself these incredible prizes as read out by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
get your feet out with a matchy matchy pedicure.
Throw your luck to a new electronic dartboard.
And your garden will glow with a brand new chiminea. We don't know how to spell it, but we know how you'll win it.
Only on matchy matchy.
At least they're honest.
Oh, very honest.
Unbelievable prizes. And we have Pat in Swords playing this morning with his daughter Lucy. Hello.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Brandon.
Pat, good morning. How are you this morning?
All good, yes. All good.
You have some very exciting holiday plans on the horizon. Where are you off to?
We're off to Spain on Saturday.
Ah, very nice. How long are you going for?
2 weeks.
Lovely stuff. What part of Spain are you going to, Pat?
We go down to Torrevieja in the Costa Blanca.
Oh, the Costa Blanca, Pat.
Ooh la la.
May as well be precise, Brandon.
Yes, Pat.
True. Pat, have yourself and Lucy decided who you'd like to play with this morning?
We're going to play with you, Rebecca.
I'm going to get to
the soundproof booth and let's get a matchy-matchy with Pat and Lucy in Swords. I mean, they're in Swords, but they're destined for Spain.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Costa Blanca before, Pat?
We have.
Lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you go back to the same place?
More or less, yeah, the same place all the time, yeah.
Excellent. Lovely, lovely stuff. Okay, let's try and get a matchy-matchy this morning. Your first word is spray.
Tan.
Your second word is hot.
Stuff.
And your third word is cheese.
Board.
Okay. After spray, you said can.
No, tan. Brendan, sorry. Tan. Spray, tan.
Spray. Spell it for me, Pat.
T-A-N.
Spray, tan. Good man. Right. After spray, you said tan. After hot, you said stuff. And after cheese, you said board. Are we locking those in, Pat, in Swords?
Yes, we locked them in.
We're locking them in. Here we go. Locking in those answers and hoping for a matchy-matchy with Rebecca this morning. How was the soundproof booth?
Yeah, very nice. There was a bottle of Factor 50 in there.
Oh, very good. Sun safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Your first word to matchy-matchy with Pat and Lucy in Swords this morning is spray.
There's one particular thing coming into my head, but I'm wondering what that be. Spray tan.
Okay. Your second word is hot.
Hot. I'm going to say cold. I'll go with the opposite. You're hot and you're cold. Yeah.
Thank you, Katy Perry. And your third word is cheese.
Cheese. Lots of things go with cheese.
Mm, they sure do.
Cheese string.
Have you managed to matchy-matchy with Pat and Lucy in Swords this morning? Not this morning. You both said spray tan. You were both on the same wavelength. After hot, Pat said stuff. And after cheese, he said board.
Ah, cheese board. Very good.
You made me a lovely one only at the weekend.
I know, that's shocking. I was going to say ham. Who am I?
Oh, wow. Not a vegetarian anymore. Pat and Lucy, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. We didn't do it this morning, but we're sending you a 98FM goodie bag.
Oh, brilliant.
Enjoy Spain.
Yeah, enjoy the Costa Blanca now, Pat.
Will do, thank
you. Here's Pat. The glamour. Not to be this morning, but we feel like it's getting closer.
Yes.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.